to yield in prayer, confession, and reconciliation. How to get right with God. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 254, and we are still doing a series based on a book by Pete Gregg called How to Pray. I've been reading it as part of the Renovare Book Club, and if you're interested to look into that, the notes will be in the show notes. And we have been looking at this for a few weeks, and we've got a couple more to go, maybe this week, next week, one more perhaps after that. But, you know, we can always learn more about prayer. Last week we were talking about listening prayer. This time, it's confession, reconciliation. Perhaps the verse that encapsulates the whole point here is Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us." So we're going to look at confession and reconciliation today and consider how that affects the way in which we pray. So what are we talking about? Well, Pete says this in his book. He quotes Friedrich Buchner, if I've said that right. "To confess your sins to God is not to tell him anything he doesn't already know. Until you confess them, however, they are the abyss between you. When you confess them, they become the bridge." I wonder if this might be the hardest part of the Lord's Prayer to pray. Perhaps that's why it has more space devoted to it than any of the other requests. Perhaps it's also the most extraordinary of all the requests we ever make as part of the Lord's Prayer. I mean, who are we to ask God to forgive us? In fact, the wording is more like a demand. And who are we to demand to be forgiven? So to pray this prayer, sincerely, reveals the extent to which we trust the grace of God. Pete says this, "There is more grace in God than sin in you. You cannot be too bad, too broken, or too boring for God's unconditional love. Only too proud to acknowledge how desperately you need it." Perhaps the real question is whether we will trust God, whether we will take him at his word. As it says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." It's a challenging experience to confess our sins, but it holds out before us such a reward. How do you feel about confession? Probably just as nervous as me. Well, let me take you through a prayer confession technique which Pete Gregg describes in his book, and it's called the examine. It's a Latin word, and it was something that began to be practiced in, well, quite early on in Christendom. So there are four steps to the examine, and the first is replay. Replay. So what we're doing here is we're coming to the end of the day. Perhaps it's 9 o'clock at night, perhaps it's 10 o'clock at night, whatever time it is that you've shut down your computer, you've turned everything off, you've set things ready for the day ahead, and it's just time to settle yourself. So perhaps you want to find a quiet place, a place where you won't be disturbed. You don't need very long for this necessarily. It might take you a few minutes, but you can play with this and see how it works for you. But the first step is replay. So you go through your day in your mind in as much detail as you can. Perhaps you need your diary open in front of you. Perhaps you just walk through your day from when you got up to when you had your breakfast and you went to work, or whatever you were doing with the children or your wife, your husband, friends, and wherever you are around, you came home or back to whatever you were doing, and now you're here. What's been going on? Go through your day. As Pete describes it in the book, rummaging for God, rummaging for God, going through a drawer full of stuff, feeling around, looking for something that you are sure must be there. So you're asking yourself, where did God show up today? What happened? And how did you conduct yourself in your day? So that's replaying the day. First part, replay. Second part, rejoice. Rejoice. Celebrate. Celebrate the moments when you noticed God was present, when he was guiding you, supporting you, enlightening you. Whether you noticed it at the time or not, now as you reflect back on the day and you can rejoice over the times you thought, you know what, I think God was with me. In fact, just on the day of recording, I received a text from Katia Trapp in Dublin. And thank you, Katia, for sending me that text. It was lovely. And because I'm recording this is going out public, I won't mention everything that was on the text. But one of the things that Katia told me was that she'd been praying for me today. And it's funny that today I had some challenging parts to my day, but there were moments of my day when I thought, I don't know, I normally would be quite down or discouraged or fed up with this, but I feel quite light in my spirit. And when I got that text, in fact, not just when I got the text, but now when I'm recording this, and it's late in the evening as I'm recording this, I'm thinking back to the fact that I actually think about, yes, God was with me. In fact, yes, Katia's prayer was being answered. I can rejoice over that. Where, what can you rejoice over in your day? Being willing even to celebrate what was less than pleasant, because not everything in our day is going to be, but even the less pleasant things can be something to rejoice over because of the benefits they bring us. In the book, he says this, Pete Gregg, unwelcome circumstances are not gifts, but they may contain a gift. Perhaps there was something useful for you, even in the hard parts of your day. So firstly, replay. Secondly, rejoice. Thirdly, repent. Repent. Courageously face those moments which come to mind where you behaved less like a Christ follower and more like a pagan or a Pharisaical hypocrite. God knows about it anyway, and he still loves you. So you might as well fess up and face it square. One of the many benefits of doing this is to keep the conscience and the spirit tender to sin. Pete says this, behaviors that would once have seemed shameful or even shocking will become tolerated, accommodated, and eventually normalized as your conscience is numbed. But, by confessing your sins regularly, your life will smell sweet. So firstly, replay. Secondly, rejoice. Thirdly, repent. And finally, fourthly, reboot. Reboot. So at this point, we've spent enough time thinking about the past. And now we turn our thoughts to the future, to tomorrow. God is not done with us yet. And he's got good plans for my future and for yours. His plans include increased progress towards Christlikeness, increased depth with God. Does that happen overnight? No, I don't think it does, and I don't think you would either. It's not an overnight instant thing. There's not a pill to take that changes everything. Our growth is achieved, as Pete says, incrementally, day by day, choice by choice, as we train our brains to rejoice always and incline our hearts again and again away from the shadows and towards the light. Take a moment or two to thank God for the day that has gone and ask him to set your heart and your mind in a good place for the opportunities of tomorrow. So four steps for the examine. Why not try this? Replay, rejoice, repent, and reboot. Finally, a quick word about reconciliation, because we ask for forgiveness, but then we are reminded, of course, that we must also forgive others. And Pete closes the chapter with some very inspiring stories of forgiveness offered in the face of terrible injustice. There wouldn't be any point in my trying to reproduce the powerful effect of those stories in this recording. Why not buy the book for yourself? I mean, even for those stories and those few pages, I'd say it's worth it. But for the sake of this recording, it will suffice to be reminded that our capacity and willingness to forgive others is inspired by the forgiveness we have received. So the more often we are refreshed in this reception of grace by employing something like the examine, the easier we will find it to forgive those who offend us. So just to wrap up, perhaps the best way to finish the chapter and today's recording is to recall the words of David in Psalm 51 after his, well, shameful treatment of Bathsheba and her husband. He says this in Psalm 51, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me." And how does he finish there in verse 10? "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Seems rather like David has done an examine. So my question, a couple of questions for us to ponder and respond to if you wish. What stands out to you about confessional and reconciliatory prayer? How might your prayer life grow if you could learn how to practice confessional and reconciliatory prayer? And perhaps this next week, the next 7 days between now and the next recording, what you might like to do is to focus on that part of the Lord's Prayer, that confessional prayer and that reconciliatory prayer. Try it for the next 7 days. Have a special focus on it and see what God teaches you. And I pray and hope the way in which he refreshes you. Well, next week, we will go on to look at a very interesting topic and not one that I have thought about all that much and certainly not recorded much about, and that's the topic of spiritual warfare in prayer. So that will have to wait till next week. In the meantime, if you have any thoughts about what we've talked about today, please do leave a comment wherever you hear this podcast, or you can leave it on my Facebook page or on my website, malcolmcox.org, or you can send me an email with any thoughts you have or any questions. The email address is malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And if you've got any other suggestions for topics for quiet time coaching, do let me know. And if you know anybody who might benefit from this recording, please do pass it on. Until the next time, I hope that you have a wonderful time of quiet with God and that you grow in being able to yield to God in prayer and find that confession and reconciliation helps build that bridge between you and God so that you can enjoy unbroken, joyous fellowship. Till the next time, take care and God bless.